Hey everybody, it's Josh. Welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us. Starting in late July 2020, we are offering both a 9 a.m. outdoor worship service and a 9 a.m. online worship service. You can go to our website to find out more about our two services. You can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. Well, people tell stories for all sorts of reasons. We tell stories to teach lessons. We tell stories so we won't forget the past. We tell stories when we need to hear a word of hope. I already know the story I'm going to tell my kids when the older one, Will, gets his driver's license. I'm going to tell them the story of when I got into a car accident 2 weeks after I got my driver's license because my brother and I were fighting over the radio. That's the story I'm going to tell them. We tell stories for all sorts of reasons, and then we tell them for any of those reasons that I just mentioned. And for many of those reasons, it's why many of the stories we find in the Old and New Testaments were told and retold and retold and then finally written down because they believed that they were helpful and they needed to be remembered because there were lessons that they needed to teach and histories they didn't want to forget and hope they needed brought to life again. And I want to invite us into one of those stories so that we can hear a word of hope over the next few weeks. And that's specifically the story of Ruth. Now, the story of Ruth is a beautiful story that can stand on its own because it has so much to teach us. But it's especially relevant for us in our day and age when we put it in context with the stories that go with it. Now, when you first find your way through the beginning of Ruth, right there in chapter 1, verse 1, it gives you a sense of what story it's referring to. And in chapter 1, verse 1, it talks about that the story of Ruth comes to us from the time of the judges. Now, you might be asking yourself, what judges are we talking about here? Are we talking about judges like Judy or Roberts or Ginsburg? Rather, I wish we were, maybe. But actually, we're talking about the book of Judges, which in our English Bibles comes right before the book of Ruth. Now, when you would have heard the story of Ruth and the allusion to the time of the judges, if you were hearing it as it was being told in the ancient Israelites' day, you would have known exactly what they were talking about. They were talking about a time when things weren't going well. They were talking about a time when people did what was right in their own eyes. This comes right out of the last verse of the book of Judges. It says that they were doing what was right in their own eyes because there wasn't a king to tell them what was right to do. That there wasn't good leadership and faithful leadership to guide them. And so they did what they wanted. And what did they do? Well, they did quite a lot of nasty things. They did things like raping people and murdering people. They waged a civil war. There was all kinds of deception. There was the conquering of peaceful people. And all of that happened time and time again. And just when you thought things couldn't get any worse, there was kidnapping on top of it. So in the days of the judging of the judges, and in the days when people did what was right in their own eyes, there was a lot of destruction that they were being party to. And so that picture and that story needed a counter story, a counterpoint. That story of destruction needed to have a story of hope, and that's the story of Ruth. Now, the story that we hear in Judges, I think that sounds all too far familiar for us today, and I don't think I need to explain more and more about what was going on then, but just like we need a word of hope today, they needed a word of hope as well, and so that's where the story of Ruth comes into play. Now, the story of Ruth is one that is filled with so many different things that are so amazing. And the story of Ruth is filled with a beautiful story that teaches us something important. Now, I can't say that the story of Ruth is like a story where you learn exactly how to live, although there might be a life lesson or two. I can't say that the story of Ruth, while there's a story of a family in there, gives us exactly family principles or practices. But what I can say is that when you explore the story of Ruth, you find a word of hope and a reminder of how God wants the world to be. Because if our headlines today and the story of Judges in the scriptures tell us about how the world shouldn't be, then the story of Ruth gives us a glimpse of how God wants it to be. Because what do we find in the story of Ruth? We find a story of hope. We find a story of redemption. We find a story of a family that thought all was lost, but yet their hope was to be found. And so that's why I think exploring the story of Ruth is so important. So what is exactly the story of Ruth? Well, let me give you the short version today. There was a time, like I said, when the judges were ruling, and there was a family where there was a father and a mother, and there was a famine in the land of Judah. And so the father and the wife, whose name was Naomi, left the land of Judah and went to the land of Moab, where they took with them their sons. And their sons got married, and the new bride's names were Orpah and Ruth. Interestingly, the text doesn't tell us which son married who. But it didn't matter much, because in short order, the dad and the two brothers were dead, and it left the mother Naomi and Orpah and Ruth on their own. Now, women at that time would have been extremely vulnerable to the pressures of poverty. And in fact, the best case they could have hoped for was a life of poverty. More realistically, they probably would have forced into slavery or the oldest profession in the book. And Naomi knew she only had one option, really, which was to go home to her people in Judah, for she had heard that the famine was over. So Naomi tells her daughter-in-laws, Orpah and Ruth, that she was going to go home and that they needed to go back to their parents, back to their families, so they could have another chance of having a good life. She says to them, I'm old. I can't give you husbands, like they were going to wait around for babies to be born. And so she sends them, and she tries to send them home. And at first they plead with her. And she says, no, you're not coming with me. And eventually Orpah relents and she decides to go home. But Ruth, well, Ruth wouldn't take no for an answer. She pleads with Naomi and says, wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you rest, I will rest. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. And Naomi realizes that she isn't going to win this conversation, win this argument. And so she relents and lets Ruth go with her. So they head back to Judah. Now they make it for a little while, but then Naomi knows that they're going to need some help. And so what Naomi does is she tells Ruth to go into one of the fields of a distant family member of theirs who owns the field, a man by the name of Boaz. And through a series of encounters that Ruth engineers, she catches Boaz's attention, and she flirts with Boaz in a particularly ancient Israelite way. Now, when I say that she flirted with him, I'm giving you the PG version of what you might find in the scriptures, but that's a story for another day. And eventually, through some clever work, Boaz figures out a way to make it allowable for Ruth to marry him. And they get married, and he saves her, and in so doing, redeems Naomi as well. And for Naomi, where all hope was lost, there was actually hope to be found. And for Ruth, where she thought there was nowhere to go, she actually had a beautiful life ahead of her. The way Ruth wraps up is with one of those genealogies in the scriptures that we pay little attention to. But what's interesting is what they do there is they connect the family of Boaz and Ruth to the history and the family that would produce King David. And all of these things wrapped up a story of great significance to the people of Israel. Now, this story of Ruth is truly an amazing one. But when we get our heads around that it is a story that is meant to paint a picture of how God wants it to be, and that it's a follow-up in many ways to those countless stories in the Judges of how God does not want the world to be, you can see how the story of Ruth gives us a glimpse of hope. I think we can all see ourselves perhaps in some of those characters, but the way that the story is written and the way that the story comes to us, there's one of the characters in particular that I think all of us can find ourselves in a little bit in these days. And that's the character of Naomi. Naomi was facing down circumstances of facing a famine that she was fleeing, having husband and sons die, and she thought all hope was lost. But the reality was that God was at work and that God had a plan of redemption. And now redemption for us in our day and age can come in many different forms. But redemption has come to us through what God has done in Christ. And so we can cling to the hope that we have been redeemed by God and that there's nothing in this life that is going to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And we can have hope that God is at work in the world, bringing about redemption for all people and all of creation. And in a time when the headlines are filled with stories that sound like something perhaps ripped out of the Old Testament, we need to be reminded of the gift of hope. We need to be reminded that God is with us. We need to cling to that hope so that we can understand that there is going to be a day. We need to be reminded that we can be like Naomi. We can think that we are beyond saving. We can think we are beyond redemption. We can believe that God has abandoned us. But in truth, God has not abandoned us. Truth, God is with us. And in truth, God is redeeming all things. So in the midst of what is a challenging time, we need to cling to the hope we have in God, now and always. Because God is with us, and God has not abandoned us. The story of Ruth reminds us that the world might not be the way God wants it to be, but God has redeemed this world so that we might know we are loved and so we can have hope. So let's cling to that hope. Amen. Well, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms. And again, we hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.